702.
Let's walk the talk.
Good afternoon. Welcome to the Midday Report. Thank you for joining us today. Lots to talk about today. We're going to start off with the President at the Port of Cape Town announcing a Port Authority, another SOE for South Africa. Do we need another SOE? We knew this was coming as part of Operation Vulindlela. But is it necessary? Another SOE with a board that falls under the Public Enterprises Minister, Pravin Gordhan. Also, we love to talk about food prices here on the Midday Report. So have you noticed that we're experiencing a sharp rise in potato prices? And that's because of cold weather conditions in the northern part of the country affecting potato harvest. So last week, the average price for a 10 kilogram bag of potatoes soared 12% to 56 rand and 53. What are your thoughts on that? Have you noticed that potatoes are much more expensive than they used to be? You can send us a WhatsApp voice note on 072-702-1702, 072-567-1567. You can also tweet me at Mandy Wiener. So let's get into it now. And that lead story, President Cyril Ramaphosa, he's inspecting the container terminal in Cape Town this morning. He's also been addressing the media there, announcing the Independent National Ports Authority, a subsidiary of Transnet. There will be a board falling under Pravin Gordhan. We know that this has been a really contentious issue and that the DA in the Western Cape has really been pushing hard on this. The Premier, Alan Windey, was there today. We know that David Mania has also been asking the President to come for some time. Lauren Isaacs, EWN reporter, is out at the port watching that for us. Lauren, good afternoon to you. Thank you very much for your time. Tell us firstly about the President's walkabout. What was the purpose of it and what did he have to say?
Good day, Mandy. Well, President Cyril Ramaphosa said that in recent years, the performance of South African ports has declined, and this has had a significant impact on exports, rendering South African products less competitive and increasing the cost of goods. And he explained that government has now set out to reverse the decline in performance and plans to position South Africa's ports as world-class facilities that will enable economic growth. He spoke about this quite a bit, saying that South Africa has the ability, our ports have the ability to be on par with ports like in places like Singapore. He said that the weak performance of the port is a result of structural challenges in the logistics system and operational efficiencies, and said that it's for this reason that he's announcing the establishment of the Transnet National Ports Authority as an independent subsidiary of Transnet. This will mean the establishment of an independent National Ports Authority, which will be wholly owned, a wholly owned subsidiary of Transnet, with its own board appointed by Minister Pravin Gordhan, as you mentioned, Mandy. He also spoke about Transnet's plans to invest 100 billion rand over the next 5 years in upgrading infrastructure across the port system and for modernization. And as you just mentioned a few minutes ago, Mandy, this is two issues that finance and economic opportunities MEC David Mania spoke about a lot over the past few months. We've done interviews with him where he's made several calls to the President to urgently visit the port. Once, during an interview with him, he was saying that the port in Cape Town, in the 2020-2021 financial year, there were more than 5,000 incidents of equipment breakdowns across all three shifts. And this, Mandy, is because the equipment is old.
Right.
So I'm sure he will welcome what the President had to say today.
So, Lauren, as you say, 100 billion rand is now being invested into the port. It's all about economic recovery. This is key to the President and the government's economic recovery plan. We know it's part of Operation Vulindlela, a new SOE. I'm sure there'll be criticism of that. But as you say, the DA and particularly David Mania have been pushing hard for this. So have they responded at all yet to this?
I know that David Meyer is present. He's part of this meeting, and I will surely keep in touch with him. I know he will definitely have a response to this. Like I said, we've done several interviews with him over the past few months, calling for the president's attention to this. Just another thing that the president spoke about was the excessive cost. And David Meyer actually mentioned during a recent interview that they've made submissions. One central to the submission is that the Port of Cape Town users are currently being charged excessive costs that are 146% higher than the global sample average. And this while the poor operational performance puts the Port of Cape Town at the bottom of global rankings. So we'll definitely contact the MEC after the Zoom meeting and get his response to this.
Lauren Isaacs, EWN reporter, watching that one. So the president out at the Port of Cape Town launching that independent National Port Authority, another SOE. We knew it was coming. What is your response to that? Do you think that it is necessary? And this really is a driver of the economic recovery plan. So necessary? I'd love to hear your thoughts on that.
What's up, Mandy?
On 072-702-1702.
Mandy, can Cyril please check the expiry date when he inspects those containers and make sure that it's not expiring in 2 months? The last time we got a shipment, everybody was excited, and little did we know, we made a boo-boo.
Touche, a boo-boo, a very costly boo-boo indeed, and we ended up not even using those AstraZeneca vaccines.